At 9:42 Thursday morning, Guadalupe Garcia was dropped off in a country she had not seen in 21 years. She was met by immigration officials across the border in Nogales, Sonora, processed as a returning Mexican citizen, and then taken to a church-run shelter for other women like her and her children. Garcia was detained Wednesday in Phoenix during a routine check-in with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It's a check-in she's made every year since she was convicted of a felony for using a stolen Social Security number to work. She said the agents were furious and that she was locked in a room with three other women. Then she was pulled out and placed in a government vehicle with a truck behind her and then one in front of her. She said she felt as though she were being guarded like a hardened criminal. Similar to how officials treated a recently extradited cartel leader, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Garcia said she was not allowed to speak with an attorney and that ICE agents would not answer her questions. She said she spent the night locked in a trailer. Thursday morning, she was loaded into a black van flanked by escort vehicles and driven south to the border. Her children are U.S. citizens. They sat on either side of her at a table inside the Kino Border Initiative, a dim and clean church-run shelter with a tin roof that offers deported migrants a hot meal 7 days a week and a safe place to eat it in. Her daughter, Jackie.
I'm just really glad that I'm here to see my mom because, like, last night it was, I felt so empty without her. And yeah, I love her so much, and I'm just more than happy to be here with her.
And her son, Angel.
It's a nightmare having your mother taken away from you. The person who's always there for you, gone. Seeing her get taken away in a bunch of vans, like if she was like a huge criminal, like, it's just the worst thing. It feels like a dream, but this is reality and we have to face it.
Because of her felony, Garcia received a deportation order in 2013, but was never deported because she didn't fit the usual criteria for the Obama administration. Under President Donald Trump, undocumented immigrants charged with a criminal offense are now a deportation priority. Garcia says she feels as though the administration is making an example of her. Garcia says she doesn't know what she'll do yet. She is originally from Guanajuato, a state some 1,100 miles away from Nogales' hardscrabble streets. She left when she was 14. Outside the Kino Border Initiative, Oscar Chagoyan weighs the outcome of her life compared to his own. He's a convicted felon for what he says were gang-related crimes he committed in California before he was deported years ago. Now he says he cleans windows for vessels and sleeps in a graveyard. He thinks that Garcia's deportation is an example set by the new administration.
Well, yeah, I don't, like I said, I ain't got nothing against her. I don't blame her. You know, I mean, she was checking everything when Obama was president. But now that Obama ain't president, what happened now? Who gave her the deportation?
As for Garcia, she said she has no regrets for staying in the U.S. illegally and said she did so for the love of her children. Michelle Marisco, KJZZ News, Nogales, Sonora.